Hi.
We are.
I'm so happy to be here. This is my first workshop, and I just really want to thank everybody that puts it together, because it's fantastic. It's sort of like I'm 5 years old in an older body, because I really like to play, and I'm trying to constantly create my joy. I'm a potter and a singer, and I started doing painting, and then sometimes I get stopped because it's like I got to go make money, but if I could do that 24/7, I would be so happy. So I guess.
Or if you could have fun making money.
Yeah.
In other words, by saying this is play and this is fun and this is work and this is not, you set yourself up to never have fun at work. But when you say, I am one who plays endlessly, and sometimes I play at music, sometimes I play at pottery, sometimes I play at massage, sometimes I play, I'm always playing. I just pick different subjects that I am playing about. I play. I'm a player. I play. And play all day. In other words, it's the mindset of it. A lot of people want to say, this is my free time and this is my work time. As if to say, this is my time that is freedom and this is my time that is bondage. And we say, you have to find a way of acknowledging that you're free to choose all of it. You're free to go or not go. You're free to get paid or not get paid. You're free to do that or to do something else. You're free to feel good while you do it or bad while you do it. You're free to make the best of it or the worst of it. You're free to look for positive aspects or negative aspects. You're free to pick downstream thoughts or upstream thoughts. You're free to feel better or worse. You're free to feel relief or feel the opposite of relief. You have absolute freedom. You have absolute control because you have control of the direction of your thought. And it only feels like you don't have control when you don't exercise it. If you would just direct your thoughts more deliberately for little bits of time, you'll begin to see the absolute correlation. The universe will back this up with evidence that lets you know that. And pretty soon you're going to begin to feel really powerful. You're going to begin to recognize that you can make a difference, not only in the way you feel, but in the manifestations that come in response to the vibration that is indicated by your feeling. We want you to do everything that you do for the sensation of well-being that you can discover from it in the moment. We don't want to ever see you paying a price or doing something because you think this effort will bring you this outcome. We don't want your attention and your deliberateness to be about your expectation about the manifestational outcome. That's far too long. There's too much time, space, reality distance between here and there. We want you to make your choices based upon how they feel now, how they feel now, how they feel now. And soon you can show yourself that every desire that you have ever been able to conjure exists only for the reason of giving you a reason to look downstream and allow life to flow through you. Can you imagine the river guide saying to Jerry and Esther? Well, he did say to them, this isn't Disneyland and we can't turn this river off. And we say that to you too. It's not Disneyland. You cannot turn your river off. But can you imagine Jerry and Esther saying to him, where are we going to take the boat out? And he would say, many miles downstream. And them saying, well, that might take a while. So we'd like to put our raft back on the bus and drive it down the canyon. And we'll put it in just a few hundred yards from where we're going to take it out, because we like instant manifestation. And he would say, whatever you want, crazy lady. But I thought you wanted a ride on the river. I thought you wanted a ride on the river. A ride on the river, an opportunity to not know and then know, an opportunity to know what you don't want and then know what you do want, and then reach for what you do want until you feel yourself aligning with it, and then seeing things actualize around that unified, aligned vibration, and then notice the correlation between your thoughts and feelings until you begin to feel invincible. And then stepping into yet a bigger arena where the contrast is grander and the opportunities are more, so that you're parlaying yourself into even more dynamic life experience. And then recognizing by the feeling in your belly that you're not up to speed with it. And then deliberately reaching for thoughts until you feel yourself getting up to speed with it and feeling the thrill of getting up to speed with it. Not the thrill of getting up to speed with it because of the results it will bring you, but the thrill of getting up to speed with it, the thrill of riding the wave. Jerry and Esther are sitting on their deck watching people actually going out into the ocean deliberately paddling out into what might be a wave that they can ride. And they do a whole lot more paddling than they do riding the wave. Because the thrill of riding the wave is so worth it. One of their friends came by their house the other day and was begging them to help him get out of his wetsuit. His hands were so frozen, he could not. And Esther said, "And you do that because? You are so frozen that you cannot move your fingers. How did you drive here?" And he said, "Because the ride is so worth it." And we want to say that to you. The ride is so worth it. You're willing to learn about the currents. You're willing to learn about the downstream and the upstream. You're willing to learn about your guidance. It's so worth it when you catch a wave. And what you said when you sat down here, you caught a wave. You caught a wave because you were willing to hang in there in the proximity of the wave long enough to catch the wave. There's always a wave ready for you to catch it. Just don't ask it to be the biggest, baddest wave ever. Just let it be whatever wave it is. Just catch this wave and then catch that wave and then catch that wave and then catch that wave. And pretty soon you won't care where the waves are taking you because you're catching the wave.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, indeed.